A formal education started at the school on the hill in Sheep Street in the hands of career disciplinarians. We walked to school, worked hard, and towed the line most of the time. School dinners were adequate, with these cooks excelling themselves with their apple crumble and custard. Facilities were basic, with the toilets in a block separate from the main building. Apart from reading, writing, and arithmetic, sport featured prominently in the curriculum, as did the British Civil War, which seemed to feature in our history lesson each year. Trips to the site of the Battle of Edge Hill in Warwickshire and visits to the Royalists at Claydon House greatly improved our understanding of the war. I remember also that we cultivated a patch of ground next to the school where we grew vegetables and flowers. Mr. Bevan was our headmaster, Polly Green, my first teacher, and Mr. Marriott, my woodwork teacher. The event that I hated most was the annual visit to the school of the mobile dental service. Treatment was carried out in a trailer, rather like a present-day library van, except that there were no books, only instruments of torture. Later in the school year came the dreaded nurses with their bags of needles and files of vaccines to protect us from TB, polio and the like. But there were good times. We had sports days, prize giving days, carol services, May Day dancing and the coronation celebrations and fancy dress parades. Then came the death of our friend Jimmy, who was knocked down by a car as he crossed the road in front of his house.